This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have Summit Credit Union's very own Kim Spottom on the program talking about how the credit union has recently bought a bank. Yes, they have. They bought Commerce State Bank, and the deal has been good for a month now. And it turns out it's the largest credit union and bank acquisition in Wisconsin's history. So Kim is here to tell us all about it. Check it out. Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our show. And on today's program, we have Summit Credit Union's very own Kim Spottom. Kim, how are you today? Good to see you again.
Great. Thank you. Good to see you too.
Okay. So there's some big news coming out of Wisconsin these days. And it seems that Summit Credit Union has bought a bank in your area. Actually, it's Commerce State Bank, and it's been touted as the largest credit union bank acquisition in Wisconsin's history. Oh my goodness. So what's going on here, Kim? Congratulations on this, by the way. But what's the big why here? Why did you guys venture down this road?
Well, why we ventured down the road of looking at a bank is for a couple of reasons. Okay. We wanted to look at some new markets, and so that was part of the criteria. We wanted to join forces with a bank that complemented us.
Okay.
And so rather than duplicating a lot of the things that we are already good at, we wanted it to complement us. And so they do. And in definitely different business lines. We also were looking for talent. So we wanted to make sure that we were able to and felt comfortable with keeping the majority, if not all, the talent. And so we wanted that. We were looking for a strong bank. We were not looking for a troubled bank. So that was important as well. And then at least some indications that culture would be a fit too. So that's what we're looking for. Okay. And to give you a little bit of background, I've been looking at different bank deals for probably 4 or 5 years.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, and probably 40 of them I've crossed my desk during that time period. And some you get to different stages with them, and you know, some are just no's right away because you know it's not a strategic fit. Some get a little bit further down the road, and you know, and that whole process, which I can talk about if you're interested, but we landed on Commerce State Bank because it had all of those things that I just mentioned.
Yeah. I'm very curious as to the process of, like, do you approach the bank? Does the bank approach you? Or how does that whole thing start? And then how does that process work? Because sometimes this can be a controversial type thing, as we know, as we've read in the press a lot lately. So, I mean, especially on the banking side, they don't like it when credit unions are buying banks, but credit unions are, they seem to be fine with it. But so tell me a little bit, I mean, without going too far into the weeds here, tell me about that process.
Well, so it can come about in several different ways. One is through investment brokers, bankers. So a bank will hire an investment banker to go out and look for potential buyers.
Okay.
And then if you are at all interested, they give you very little information, you know, more like asset size and how many locations they might have. But before it discloses more than that, you sign a agreement that you won't disclose any of that information so that you can get to that next step. Once you get to that next step, then you can start looking at it from an evaluation perspective.
Okay.
And things. Okay. But it can, so it can come from investment bankers. It can also come from you know, relationships that you might have within the communities. So for example, with us, our head of business lending actually had worked with a couple of the people who owned this particular bank.
Really? Okay.
Back in a previous life. And so so he knew that they were thinking about selling. He also knew, because we've looked at so many different deals, what we were looking for, and set up a very casual breakfast to meet the owners and to see if there was any interest kind of from a mutual perspective. So that particular one came about in that way.
Okay. Now, are they, I mean, I don't know if you can answer this question or not, but are they looking specifically for another bank to buy them, or even are they looking for a credit union to buy them, or does it matter? It's like, hey, whoever has the best fit, I guess. So I'm kind of curious about that as well.
Yeah. So banks are interested in selling to credit unions because when you sell to a credit union, you get a cash offer.
Oh.
Most times when you buy a bank, that's transferred stock.
Mm-hmm.
So you're actually, you know, you're not cashing out,
right.
And
right.
You're just reinvesting in a different way. And so when the principals want to get out, you know, they might want a stock deal, or you know, in many cases, they want a cash deal. And so credit unions provide that.
Okay.
Which is really attractive. So you have kind of a bankers association who doesn't like this idea of credit unions buying banks. But I think bankers are kind of treading lightly on that, because if their exit strategy is one where they don't want to limit their options for buyers, mm-hmm. then, you know, they certainly don't want their trade association prohibiting that in the future.
Exactly. Yeah, and they buy into it, obviously. So it's, you know, got full permission, all that type of stuff. So yeah. So I want to go back to how this financial institution is going to benefit or complement you guys, because based on the story that I read, and I believe it was CU Times that I saw it, that where is it? Oh, they have a commercial lending portfolio that you guys are interested in, mortgage and small business lending. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So we've been in business lending for a really long time. So prior to HR 1151, we were doing business lending. And we are the number one SBA lender in the state for credit unions. And so we do a lot of small business lending. Mm-hmm. We, with Commerce State Bank, they do a lot of C&I lending. So we do real estate business lending. We do a lot of real estate business lending, and we also do the SBA, do a little bit of C&I lending, commercial and industrial lending. Commerce State Bank does a lot more of that type of lending, mm-hmm. and their cash management systems are better than ours. And so that's the other piece, cash management. We do some, but we didn't have all the capability of that Commerce State Bank does. And they were founded from their inception on doing C&I lending, real estate, business lending, mm-hmm. and also cash management.
Okay.
So we're able to gain that. They also have some mortgage operation, but we're the number one mortgage lender in the state of Wisconsin.
All right.
And so we're looking at how can we enhance the mortgage lending, mm-hmm. in the areas, the four new markets that this gives us. Mm-hmm. And then we are also, so that's from the branch perspective. And then I think I mentioned that we were really looking for the talent to come over. Yeah. So we kept everyone except two of the senior leaders that were also owners. So yeah,
it's
been amazing that way. And so we're able to really enhance what we have here.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some of the same, you mentioned that we've won the best place to work they have as well in their markets, so that's a nice fit too.
Yeah, no doubt. So the cultures sounds like they're pretty well aligned as well in that area, and I'm assuming you kind of expanded your footprint as well, so yeah. More locations, that type of stuff throughout the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, so we have 12 locations in the Milwaukee area right mm-hmm. now. We're located out of Madison. These locations are north of Milwaukee, so they're adjacent to markets we already have. Yeah.
Okay. Good move. So how does this feel to like conduct the largest credit union bank purchase in Wisconsin? Or did you even kind of realize it? Or do you even care? So, I mean, this is kind of history making though.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess it might be it's one of the largest in the country too, but I don't know where it stands within that, but yeah. I actually didn't even know that until more recently. So, so that was a bit of a surprise to me, although I just hadn't thought about it, I guess. But yeah, so, it's one of those where if you're going to do all the work for this, you might as well make it worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
And, so when we started to talk with them about the bank purchase, we were $5 billion in assets, mm-hmm. and they are $850 million in assets. Mm-hmm. So, we wanted something that was big enough to make it worth it and sophisticated enough to have the areas that we were looking for mm-hmm. developed.
Yeah.
So we wanted them to be a leader in some of the areas that we were wanting to acquire.
So this brings you guys to what, you're knocking on the door of $6 billion in assets now or somewhere around
there? Okay. Yep. We're at the $6 billion.
Well done. And I want to go back to the talent aspect of it as well. I think that's so stellar of you guys to, really look at the talent aspect, especially in the market, the unique labor market we're in right now. So to have that talent stay in house with you guys is a big plus on your side as well, right?
It is. It really, really is great. And already some of the locations that we acquired through this are much busier than they had been before we acquired them, because a lot of the work in the branch itself was done only on really the business lending area. They have retail accounts, but they're not as strong in the retail mm-hmm. area as we are. So that's an area for us to really grow, yeah. is the retail mm-hmm. side. So while they're bringing a lot more business lending expertise to us, we are bringing a lot more retail expertise to those locations, mm-hmm. and they're busier than they were before because of that. And so we're actually now talking about adding staff to those locations. And it's only been a month. So we closed on October 1.
Even better news for folks in the area too. So you're going to provide some jobs as well. So I mean, it sounds like your two organizations complemented each other very, very well. So based on that and this experience that you went through, any advice for other credit unions maybe looking to do something similar? Because I know this is a trend occurring the last few years, even before the pandemic. So now as we're coming out of it, sounds like it might tick up again. So any advice for other credit unions looking to go down this road?
Well, I would definitely say don't be in a hurry. Yeah. So make sure that you're taking your time to find the exact right strategic fit. Like I said, this took us 4 to 5 years to embark on this particular one. And, you know, there were some that I brought all the way to the board level and we discussed them along the way, which is also really helpful, I think, too, is bring different deals to your board. So let them look at that and let them wrestle with that for a bit. So that when you do find the exact right one, mm-hmm. you know, you'll just be ready to roll. Because you'll know exactly what you want. Your board's already looked at a lot of different deals. They understand the parameters that you're working within. And so it'll go really much more smoothly that way. The other is that when you're talking with banks about buying them, one of their hesitations is, well, can a credit union really get the deal closed? You know, will their regulators allow this to happen? And how much time is this going to take? Because there's always that danger between when this becomes public and when you close that you could have, you know, mass attrition from the bank. So bankers want to close these deals quicker. I would say you need to add on 2 or 3 additional months from what might be desirable to make sure that you have all the approval process. And interestingly, it wasn't our regulators that held this up. It was the FDIC was really? the longer one. Yeah. So our regulators moved pretty quickly when they got a hold of it. But you know, it is a process, and it does kind of matter when your timing is in terms of, you know, we're trying to get approvals during summer. Well, maybe that's not the best time, you know, or maybe if you're trying to get approvals over the December holidays, though, that probably might not be, you know, so factor all that in so that when your closing date is set, that you're confident you'll have the approval process done.
Yeah. Yes, definitely. Yeah. I mean, you guys did your due diligence and then also take an extra month or so. Yeah. To really get everything, get all your ducks in a row for sure. So the other thing that came to my mind as you were talking, Kim, is that when you're speaking with the bank, I mean, I don't know if you can answer this, but how does the bank feel about joining kind of the credit union movement? How do those employees or the staff that you talk to, is there any, I'm like, hey, welcome, come on in, you know, and join the party type of thing. What's that feedback like, or if you did even got any feedback?
So a lot of bankers, it's not new to them to be bought, but they've always been bought by another
bank or something.
Bank. Yeah. And the credit unions, there is a bit of hesitation there, I think. And so I feel like it was really important that the owners were very much explaining to the employees how much of a benefit coming to a credit union is going to be for them.
Okay.
And so if you don't have that, I do think you risk a little bit more that way.
Yeah.
And of course you want to make sure that you have agreements to keep, you know, the top talent there.
Yeah.
It's also important.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, and then that goes to show you, like you said earlier about the cultures, how well you guys fit together. So that is a big bonus there. Oh my gosh. Oh, Kim, I could talk about this all day with you. This is really exciting news for you. So congratulations. Anything else to add to wrap up here, Kim? So yeah, I think it's a great, great news, not only for your credit union, but for the industry as well.
Well, the one thing that I would love to wrap up with is that credit unions should be all for this from the perspective of, if you believe like I do, that consumers are better off being at a credit union, then of course we want to be able to take bank customers and convert them. Sure. And so that's exactly what we were able to do, is take all these bank customers, and they're now credit union members.
I know, bringing more into the fold. Well done. All right, Kim, well, I'm going to let you get back at it. Thank you so much for taking time today to chat with us on this great move for you guys. And yeah, congrats again and well done. And look forward to the next chat down the road sometime.
Yeah, thank you.
This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.